What's inside of me is this disease that's an ism, not a wasm. It operates on my thoughts, it operates on my feelings, and it operates on my actions. I'm at the mercy of it. I have no will to resist its demands. It's even saying my admissions of personal powerlessness turn out to be a firm bedrock which a purposeful life can be built. That means I go through a period of admitting, through admissions of my personal powerlessness against my own mind, my own disease that centers in my mind, ill thinking that's hurting my life, I'm powerless over it and I see it. I admit to it over and over and over again. And when I do that, you know what it does? It motivates me to come to believe. When I recognize how hurt my mind is, when I see what it does to me and how it destroys people, places, and things, and most importantly, tears me down, I surrender to it's me, I'm the problem. I allowed an energy to go on in my mind that I didn't stop long ago. Now it's atrophy. Now it's warped. Now it's hurt. It's never going to be unhurt. This is the ism. This is what I take with me wherever I go. Whether I'm a drug addict or an alcoholic or a traumatized person, that's the case. It doesn't just need drugs and alcohol to warp a mind. We see many people that are non-alcoholic, non-drug addicts that have warped minds and act really in erroneous ways. And obviously have some emotional disformities that need correcting now. So it's not just alcoholics and drug addicts. You've got to understand the ism is means that when the mind is warped or injured like that, it's never going to be right again. But until you see that warpness, how are you really going to change? What's going to make you really surrender if you keep going back to that character that says you're no good? How can you surrender to a character that tells you you're no good? You can't. You got to find a character that's good enough to say to that character that tells you no good, you're not right. And the character that's going to be built that's good enough is the character that's built by the foundation of these spiritual principles. And it's a new character. It's going to be built by these principles. It's going to give you strength as you move on, as you move forward in it.